Astronomers have discovered an exploding star, a supernova, far brighter than any supernova ever seen before. It is in a galaxy far, far away. But they say that a star in our own galaxy could also explode in the same dazzling manner. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Astronomers are always trawling the skies on the lookout for new supernovas. Last September, a grad student at the University of Texas hit pay dirt. He spotted a supernova explosion in a distant galaxy that has put all other supernovas to shame. Astronomers using the Lick Observatory in California, the Keck Telescope in Hawaii, and the Chandra X-ray Observatory in orbit turned to watch the aftermath. Nathan Smith at UC Berkeley announced their results today at a NASA news conference.
The reason we're so excited about it is that the supernova is so powerful, it may require a new type of explosion mechanism that has been predicted theoretically but has never actually been observed before.
Regular supernova explosions are exciting enough. Generally, when a star burns through its fuel, its core collapses. The resulting explosion spews atoms and radiation all over space and leaves behind a cosmic cinder, often a black hole. Smith says this new star apparently died a very different death.
Instead of the core of the star collapsing, the core of the star is completely obliterated. It just blasts away all of its material out into space. And so all of these heavy elements, these radioactive elements, go spewing out to large distances where they can then heat the material and then glow, and we can see the fabulous display that it puts on.
If this is what happened, it implies the original star was about 100 times more massive than our own sun. That's really big and rare. Smith's colleague David Pooley says there are just a handful of stars that size in our own galaxy, and he has his eye on one called Eta Carina.
And a galactic supernova would be a spectacular event. It would be so bright that you would see it during the day, and you could even read a book by its light at night.
In the middle of the 19th century, Eta Carina erupted but didn't explode. The new supernova also erupted before it exploded about a decade ago. So Mario Livio, a theorist at the Space Telescope Science Institute, says Eta Carina could well be heading toward the same spectacular end.
Now, this could happen tomorrow, or it could happen 1,000 years from now.
And if it did happen, it would spew out an incredible amount of radiation. Should we be worried?
Life on Earth can be affected if you have something like a gamma ray burst, these very powerful explosions that produce gamma rays. And they have jets that are very collimated. If that jet were to point directly at us, it could have serious effects on our atmosphere and effects on life.
The good news is astronomers can see which way Eta Carina is pointing, and it's not pointing at us. So if it did suddenly start beaming radiation, well, that's someone else's problem.
So I think we can sleep quietly tonight. However, you know, this particular supernova and all the questions that it brings about, you know, will keep us awake for quite a while.
The tantalizing initial observations of the new supernova are being published in the Astrophysical Journal. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.